now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
Your boy. Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. Sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. Episode 9, we're nearly the end of the series.
Last but one.
Before our summer break, Al.
Yeah.
Well deserved as well. Well deserved from Bad Backs. We've got Bad Backs from Karen V. Tools.
Oh, huh? We like raspberry ripples.
But yes, we are, of course, sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. Some beautiful handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion, and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your T-shirt or print or whatever you order, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. And because they're our sponsor, you can use the promo code ATCHANAL when you're checking out for a 10% discount, ladies and gentlemen. So artoffootball.com, at artoffootball on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you'll find them all over the shop. But a quick catch-up, Al, before we get into it. I mean, what we've got coming up, we've got a bit of news, a bit of transfer gossip, transfer dealings, wheeling, dealing. Old Harry's been at it as well.
Wheeling, dealing, jet flying, limousine riding. Ooh, son of a gun.
We'll find out what's happening with Roy later.
Roy.
And, of course, the world-famous Beer Mat quiz. It's reaching a conclusion.
It's a tour,
steamrolling. Steamrolling? Heading, yeah. Was it? Steamrolling to a...
To a finish,
yeah.
To an end. Steamrolling to an end.
Pumping away to a climax.
Yeah. We've got glazed luck in our eyes. We're almost there.
Nearly there. Nearly there, ladies and gentlemen. Slow down, not yet. Slow down. Catch on, what have you been up to this week?
Well, this week, sir, I went to IKEA.
IKEA.
Now, IKEA for me is like you going to the dumps. I'm always in IKEA.
You are.
I went yesterday, lovely day to myself.
Ott.
Jesus.
Now, there might be people out there who like this sort of weather. We, on the other hand, detest it. It is a stupid. It should be banned. It should be banned now. You can't do nothing. If you're in the shade, you can just about get through the day. But when you step out into the sunshine, you can't do a thing. You just want to go to sleep. You're sweating. You know what I mean?
Thank God for aircon in the car. That's
your thighs are rubbing together.
Blasting it was.
We're smelling like bacon.
Oh,
my aircon's gone. I gotta get it topped up. Remind me. But yeah, so nothing much then. Just IKEA this week, sir.
IKEA, yeah, not much. IKEA. I can't remember really.
Goes by quick, Sam.
Quick, the older you get, the quicker it goes.
It does. You like that.
What about you, Sam?
Oh, I haven't done nothing.
Been to the dumps?
No. I haven't been to the dump this week. I don't know.
You haven't been to the dumps, ladies and gentlemen.
I haven't. With plenty of tea drunk. That's about it. That's the highlight of my week. Without a doubt.
Pardon me. Gas in the waters.
Live on air. Unbelievable.
Jesus, there's only water.
Is it? You put in there, son?
That's all I drink, water, sir.
The Pepto Bismol.
Tea and water. Now, I went to the... I went on the weight scales. These scales called kinetic scales. You got to do a bare feet, and you hold controls by your side. So it tells you how much body fat you got, how much muscles, how much water you drink.
How can I tell that?
Yeah, shut up. All right. Now, I'm up to...
I don't believe it,
It does. Now I'm up to 4 litres a day of water. You should drink about 2 litres a day.
Yeah.
Everybody should drink 2 litres. I'm on 4 litres a day, right? Because my water was down low. It's like 42% water.
That is low. That's less than half, that is.
You're supposed to have about 50 to 55. Men are supposed to have 50 to 55% water in their bodies.
Really?
Mine was 42, so it's low. So that's before I started drinking 4 litres a day.
And so it was 40%.
Yeah, so
40%.
I'm...
60% bullshit. Back on,
so. So, I've been drinking fucking endless piles of water. So yeah. I did it this week. Check, and it's been about a month since I started doing it.
Yeah.
Hasn't fucking moved an inch.
Fuck off.
Still say 42% of water. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm... Is it the main fitness instructor?
Can't drink any more water.
I almost pissed myself the other day.
While I'm drinking.
Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah, it's great machines.
Is it?
Yeah.
How can it do that?
Well, then we've got this on your phone. Tells your heartbeat and...
Oh, yeah, got all that. Yeah.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah, got all that. But, what was it? No, yeah, gone. What were we talking about then? Water. Nah, it's gone.
The water in my Yorker don't taste like a water.
No. I've forgotten. No, I do about 2 to 3 litres a day. Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, there we are.
I drink a pint first thing in the morning. Not a pint, fucking a litre first liter. Thing in the morning. Another litre.
Yeah.
Midday. Afternoon, another litre. And then in the evening, another litre.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. Health and safety, is it?
No.
Health advice on the Ash and Hour podcast. We cover all bases here.
But I'm trying to do 6 litres.
Jesus.
Now, Hugh Jackman, when he was training for Logan,
yeah.
10 litres of water a day.
10 litres of
water a day.
A day, mate.
Die.
Is he Australian?
Yeah, he's Australian.
He's an Aussie. 10 litres of water.
10 litres a day?
10 litres a day.
Why do they always sound like they're asking questions?
But
I really enjoy this podcast.
We'll talk about some football. There's a bit of news this week. Transfers and news. Al, what have we got? As you're the man on the electrical screen there, son.
Well, on the video printer.
On the video printer.
Should we do transfers or gossips first?
Chuck anything out, Al, whatever you feel.
Well, we'll go for the transfers this week, okay?
Go
on, let's go to the Football League. No. Premier League, well, we did that last week. So, let me see. The first Premier League transfer of the week was on the 14th of June. And it's official now. Victor Lindelof.
Oh,
has joined Manchester United for $31 million. Ooh, he guffed then, didn't he?
Huh?
Have you guffed?
Probably.
Ooh, so that would be fucking breath stinks.
Probably both, sir.
So Man United signed their first signing of the season?
Centre-back.
Sweden. Nice, busty little Swede.
To play alongside Bailey's and Cream.
Yeah.
It's because there's talk of, what's his name, Chris Smalling going?
To Tottenham.
Tottenham now, is there?
Well, we'll get to that now in the gossip.
Oh, is that in the gossip, right? Okay.
Yeah, then
Harry Maguire.
John Lester for $17 million.
Now,
I think he could have done better, huh?
Exactly what he was going to say, Al. We've talked about him a lot this last season, didn't we? And we said, you know, without a doubt, one of Hull's best performers. And like you said, he easily could have went into a top 6 or 7 team. Whether Leicester come out and going to spend more money, or whether they feel with Shakespeare now stay
in,
that they're going to get off to a better start this season and challenge for the, you know, top 10 again.
Do you know his sister works in as a sanctuary at the club? Shakespeare says that works at the Secretary's Club.
I didn't know that.
Have you shit yourself or something?
No, I haven't.
Fucking that's a linger, that is. That's a cranberry one, that is. Did you have to let it linger? Did you have to let it linger? Not many songs about farts, but the Cranberries managed to make a massive hit.
Without a doubt, that is the best one.
You know,
is there another one?
Oh, yeah. Zombie.
What's that?
It's in your head. Do you talk about cranberries or fart songs?
Farts, not cranberries.
Ah, right, sorry. zombie. Fart songs, I don't know.
No.
Just linger,
really.
Did you have to let it linger?
What are we talking about?
God, you fucking Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire, yeah. Could have done
Harry
better.
Harry Maguire has joined Leicester City from Hull. Nobody came to wave him off. That's me, Dad. Mixing Eleanor Rugby, see?
Ah, yeah. Yeah, he could do better. I think well capable of a top 6-7 side, but he's gone to Leicester. He obviously feels it's the right move. He said, I think it was Shakespeare who convinced him as well when he met him, that it was the move for him.
Mm.
But you just wonder, like, I mean, I think the state of the English centre-backs now, he could quite easily push for a place in the squad for England. And you just wonder if that's, you know, can he do that at Leicester? Is the thing. But, it's up to him. I can't decide for him, can I?
Aye.
He's decided now.
Double bubble for Everton.
Splashing a cash.
Davy Clarison from...
Davy Clarison.
Ajax captain has joined for $23 million. And Jordan Pickford has joined Everton for $25 million, rising to $30 million, making him the third highest goalkeeper ever.
What an absolute jock.
I know. $30 million. If he's worth $30 million, how much do you think Gianluigi Donnarumma would cost? David De Gea? Jack Butland. How much do you think Jack Butland is cost would worth if Jordan Pickford is worth $30 million?
But exactly, you know, why don't, you know. So, like you said, someone like Butland, who's got, you know, many seasons now Premier League experience for a young man as well. Jordan Pickford, you know, one season in the Premier League. He looks a decent keeper, no doubt about it.
Guacamole.
Huh? But there's no way you can foresee how he's going to develop, or if he is going to develop into a top-class keeper. I mean, look at, you know, Joe Hart for so many years looked that thing, and he hasn't looked as strong as he was a few years ago. Whether that's because, you know, those last couple of years, you know, Manchester City defence hasn't been as good and able to protect him as well. So maybe it has shown a few more of his flaws. But then what's to say, you know...
Interesting this week with Joe Hart being linked with West Ham.
Yeah, on loan.
On loan, because Man City want $25 million for him.
Yeah.
Which is... It's too much for a player they don't want. If they want to get rid of him,
yeah,
get rid of him.
Oh,
no?
Quite right, yeah, exactly. And they know there's not going to be many clubs out there who go and pay that.
Whatever happens, they're making a profit
of
him. Because how much do they... you can sign him from Shrewsbury, didn't they?
Yeah, about £400,000, wasn't it? Yeah. Stuart Pearce signed him, didn't he?
So whatever happens, they're making a massive profit on him.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, he helped to win
countless
trophies.
Yeah. Let him go. West Ham would be a perfect club for him, I think.
Much like we saw a couple of years ago with Chelsea, with Petr Cech.
Yeah.
You know, they said, look, he's given us so much service. He wanted to go, you know, obviously, Arsenal are big rivals, you know, in the FA Cup, not in the league. They're big rivals in the FA Cup, aren't they?
Yeah.
They don't want to sell him to a rival, but Petr Cech, you know, he's put so much service into the club, helped him win countless trophies, much like Joe Hart did, give him the respect he deserves and earned, and basically let him pick where he wants to go, you know.
To Arsenal with $10 million?
$10 million, yeah, exactly.
No, so $10 million in real life, but on FIFA, if you start the new season on FIFA, it'll come up, Petr Cech is signed for Arsenal for $30 million.
Yeah. It's a bit all over the shop.
That's not right.
It's been all over the shop in old FIFA. But, yeah, it's just great. I think it's a good signing for Everton, because it's one area they could do with someone who is going to come in and be there for a good few years.
Jordan Pickford,
yeah. I mean, they've got Rob Lairs, who's just that guy who's there. He can do a decent job, but he's there until you find someone else. Ooh. Someone better, basically.
What I was doing, isn't it?
You know, Steckel Ettenberg
came
in, he didn't really prove himself. I thought he
got injured,
yeah. Never really got back in the side then, did he? But with Pickford, he's going to be there for a good few years, isn't he? And that's what they need, in that position especially. So it's a good signing for Everton.
Local keepers say over and about this
so much.
This off season.
There is, you don't see it.
We've got Matthew Ryan joining Brighton from Valencia. For Brighton, smash the Brighton transfer record, but it's undisclosed, so don't ask me how much it is.
Don't ask him.
I'm not telling you.
Don't ask
undisclosed.
Him. Undisclosed. But what's it? Is he an Aussie or New Zealand? Or
he's
something?
An Australian.
Yeah.
Played for Valencia.
Valencia, that's it.
an asset with the transfers this week.
Yeah, there's not a lot. Plenty of speculation about still Morata bounding about there, there and everywhere. Ronaldo, of course, yeah, so in the news.
Get to the gossip now, son.
Oh, right, go on, it's
gossip now.
Go on, son.
Gossip, of course, the big news this week is Ronaldo.
Is it?
Falsely being accused of tax evasion for 30 million. He's no Lionel Messi.
Hey.
Alright, but it's this come out now saying he's unhappy in Spain, he feels disrespected and he wants to go. He's got a 1 billion euros release clause in his contract. So Real Madrid say they would take 350 million to let Cristiano Ronaldo leave, which expects Paris Saint-Germain or Man United to sign him.
You know, obviously he's one of the best that's ever lived. 32.
That's a lot of money.
That much money, you can't, you know, you say 100 million maximum, I'd say 120.
Well, that's the thing, Ronaldo's advisor says a fee of 150 million euros, 133 million, will be enough for the player wanting a fresh challenge.
Because you've got to think as well, I mean, he only recently signed, November was it? He signed a 5-year contract with Real Madrid, so he obviously sees himself playing for another 5 years at least. So wherever he goes, he's gonna want a 4-5 year contract, and that in turn, the wages he's gonna want is probably gonna be another 60-70 million over, or maybe even more than that, maybe even another 100 million on top of that.
Yeah.
So you know, any transfer, you know, it's gotta be a club like that.
Well, Chelsea have emerged as a surprise candidate for Ronaldo, with owner Roman Abramovich ready to pay a world record fee for the 32-year-old. Now there's rumours he won't be going to China or the Middle East.
No.
Saudi Arabia, I should say.
No, I don't think he will. I mean, PSG, obviously they want that other big superstar signing. Obviously they haven't never replaced Zlatan. Obviously brought players in, but nothing world superstar, you know, the top players in the world. Man United, you wonder, Rizard is, you can't say one of the world's best, do they need him? But do they need him? Do you know what I mean? It's hard to say, you know, for that much money. Is he someone who's going to come in and disturb?
No, I'll take him if the opportunity comes up.
You would, yeah.
You know?
You don't come to the championship, son.
Huh? No, I mean if I was Man United manager.
Well, you would, yeah. Of course you would. You have to, you know what I mean?
He's not going
to
join Barra, is he?
No, but that's the one thing as well.
He's not good enough to play for the Barra.
I mean, you look at him sometimes, he looks like a bit of a mercenary, a bit of an arsehole. But I still, if he comes to the Premiership, I think he'll only be at Man United. I don't think he'll go to Man City. I don't think he'll go to Chelsea.
I think he's very loyal.
I think he's loyal to... I think he's got more love for Man United than he has for Real Madrid, for example. Especially, you know, we've seen, you know, Real Madrid fans booing him. I know they're arse fans anyway. But how you can boo him is unbelievable.
Real Madrid president Florentino Perez has told Portugal forward that he will not stand in the way if he wants to leave Spain. Well, no, that's an owner to me saying, oh, well, we don't really want you.
Well,
do you want to play for us? Go on.
Well,
he's not doing anything to keep his star player.
No, but then you think, is he thinking in his mind, well, you know what I mean? He is 32.
Yeah.
You know, if he's got an attitude like this, the first time he's traveling, he says, well, I want to go. You know, is he worth keeping sort of thing, where you can take that however much you can get for him, and invest that in more youngsters and world superstars. You know, they're saying if they get rid of him for so much money, they're going to go and get this Mbappe.
Yeah.
Which, fucking... How he's worth this much money, I do not know at all.
Well,
I really can't fathom that out.
There's other rumours that Ronaldo will stay at Madrid if the club agrees to pay his disputed 30 million tax bill.
Yeah, so... But, you know, might go to Monaco. No tax there, is there? Tax haven, sir. Tax haven.
Swap.
Swap for the whole of Monaco.
Yeah.
go on, we'll move on. What else?
Man City are close in signing our Juventus 34-year-old right back, Dani Alves.
How was that? He's a very good player, obviously, to play in Barcelona, Juventus.
How's it a solution to the team? Looking into the future.
Exactly.
Building a team in the future.
It's always come
to... Well, saying that, we got Pep Guardiola also wants to sign Tottenham right back Kyle Walker.
Well, yeah, that's been bad enough a couple of weeks now. And it looks like it is going
to
happen.
Yeah. Bayern Munich hope to beat City, the signing of an England defender, and will offer Walker $150,000 a week. Kyle Walker to Bayern Munich.
Yeah, I think he'll go to Man City.
Yeah.
I think it's a great deal for Tottenham. If Daniel Levy gets $50 million for him again, he's worked magic again.
Yeah.
To get $50 million for Kyle Walker. Very good fullback, no doubt one of the, you know, I wouldn't call him the best in the league. And I think they've got a very good replacement in Trippier, is it Trippier?
Kevin.
Yeah. Trippier.
Oh, no, Kieran.
Kieran, that's it. Yeah. Very good replacement.
Yeah, but he's England, yeah, but didn't he?
Can just younger than Walker, I think he can go on to, I don't know if he's younger than Walker. Maybe about the same age, but he can come in and do a very good job. And I just think to get $50 million for him would be fantastic. He's not very astute defensively. Going forward, no doubt, and obviously that's what everyone wants in their fullbacks now, is attacking ability and joining in with the play in the final third. But defensively, he's a bit suspect, so for $50 million, absolutely snap their hands off.
Well, this has been going on all off-season. I got to stop saying off-season.
Off-season. Half-season, it's Bob Bradley, man.
Yeah. Liverpool across the ceiling, $35 million deal for Roma's Egyptian forward. Not a forward, sorry, former Chelsea winger Mohamed Salah.
Yes.
Salah. No, that's been going on for fucking weeks. Salah.
Yeah. This is another one we talked about tapping up, whatever. It was rumoured 2 weeks ago, was it?
Yeah.
Personal terms and everything was agreed. They just had to agree a fee.
And they wanted to pay $25 million, but Roma won $35 million.
Yeah, so it's going to end up about 30, 32. Yeah. It'll be a decent signing for Liverpool, I think, because they need a bit of good players on the width as well. Never really got a chance at Chelsea, much like De Bruyne.
Yeah,
never really got a chance at Chelsea. Went off to Germany, where Salah went off to Italy. Has had some really good season with Roma. Looks in good form, looks a decent player.
Same with Lukaku, you could say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There'll be a chance there, these youngsters. So, it'll be a good signing for Liverpool if it goes through.
Now, a bit of news coming from Chelsea. Former Barcelona boss Luis Enrique is the option to replace Antonio Conte as manager at Chelsea, but the Premier League champions do not want the Italian to leave.
No, there's a bit of a power struggle there. Yeah. He wants more control over transfers.
Chelsea are confident Conte will sign a new contract at Stamford Bridge before the start of next season. He wants control, full control, doesn't he? He wants to know what he wants to bring in. Fair enough. Manager should have control over the side.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Bloody ridiculous. Yeah. Other people signing players for your team.
It is, isn't it?
It's like directors or fucking owners brought a couple of new players in. I was like, well,
deal with them, fit them in.
Like, well, I don't want these fucking players. They don't fit in my fucking team.
Exactly.
Blues could scrumper the Manchester United move for Real Madrid forward Alvaro Morata with $70 million bid for the 24-year-old. Now, Morata played for Conte at Juve, didn't he?
At Juve.
Yeah.
But I think Morata hasn't come out and say it, but people close to him are saying he'd favour a move to Man United. And I think that'd be better for him. I think Chelsea, they will go and get Lukaku.
Yeah.
Regardless of everyone going out and spending this money, $30 million on Pickford, $20-25 million on David Klaassen. Looks like he's going to be Barkley's replacement. But whether they go out and spend more money then is basically has to be a big attempt to show Lukaku, this is what we want, this is our ambitions, stay with us, look, we've got the money here.
Well, there's a couple more news there, every time we get back to them.
But I think ultimately he's going to end up at Chelsea. Whoever Everton sign and try and convince, and, he'll end up back at Chelsea.
I touched about it earlier, Tottenham could move from Manchester United, Chris Smalling, 27, with boss Mauricio Pochettino wanting covers for centre-back. Hell of a great move for Chris Smalling if that comes out.
Good signing. He had a fantastic season last year, wasn't he? Or was it the year before?
Yeah.
Under Van Gaal. Looked defensively astute. Looked a bit suspect this season. Obviously he had a few stories about Jose coming out and saying his attitude. Whereas, he should... Very minor injuries, he should be really playing through them. Sort of things. I want to play, I want to play, rather than the first opportunity saying, oh, I'm not quite fit, Gaffer, or whatever, innit? So obviously he wasn't happy with that. So it looks like he's going to go somewhere. Tottenham would be a great move for him. Obviously, they, like you said, they need the cover.
Back to London to him.
Back to London. Champions League football, they need that squad depth in that position, especially if, like they did for a lot of the season, play three centre-backs as well.
Yeah.
So they need those extra covers. So it'd be a good move for, what is it, was about 10 million they're saying?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
For someone like, you know, England experience, Premier League experience.
Champions League experience.
You thought, you know, you command a lot more money when you got people like, you know, Pickford and Klaassen, and 25, 30 million, this, that and the other.
Now, Arsenal is set to beat Everton for to 80 million signing of Sandra Berg, a 19-year-old Norwegian midfielder who plays for Belgium club Genk. I don't know him.
Wish I heard of him, but I haven't got a clue.
He's got a go, hasn't he? Malaga, 21-year-old.
Even then, though? Was he 18-year-old?
Yeah,
18-year-old.
19-year-old for 18 million.
Don't get me wrong, we like European football, but we haven't heard of everyone. As simple as that. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who have heard of him and know him.
Yeah.
But to a lot of people, completely unknown, 18 million, and then you've got someone like Chris Smalling for going for 10 million.
Well, this is one surprised me, the fee for this one, because I've seen this guy play and he's a phenomenal player. Malaga's 21-year-old ex-Barcelona forward, Sandro Ramirez, is part of medical at Everton and is on the verge of completing a 5 million move to Goodson Park.
Nice.
5 million is cheap as hell for him.
Yeah.
Because he's a solid player.
I've seen him. I haven't seen him as much as you, but he looks, like you said, looks a very good player. For 5 million, I mean, 5 million nowadays, it's nothing. Makes it, I mean, this 25, 30 million now is, you know, what, you know, 8 to 10 million was 5 years ago, sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The money that's, you know, that's, it's just a normal now, 25, 30 million, it's just, it doesn't get you a world superstar, like, you know what I mean? So, but 5 million now, you know, you don't see a lot of, you know, you get a lot of team in the championship, the top half of the championship.
Yeah.
Who won't spend less than 5 million on a player.
No, no.
You know what I mean? That's how much money's in the game, right? So, but well, it'll be interesting to see.
Ross McCormick, was it 12 million?
Yeah, exactly. Some huge transfers.
Yeah, but
for 5 million, and it's, you want to say it's worth the risk as well. You say 5 million, you know, everyday people, 5 million, Jesus Christ, 5 million. But the football clubs now, it's nothing. Okay. It's worth the risk.
It's
like
a
that.
Steal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've seen him, and I won't say if he's a good player, if I didn't think he was a good player, but he's a solid player, man.
Yeah.
Surprise, and this is the one I said, he doesn't look 21. He was like Diego Costa.
One of them, was he?
He's one of them. I was like, really, 21? Liverpool still interested in signing Sporting Lisbon's 22-year-old Gilson Martins, who is the Portuguese club value at 44 million. Now, he's a good player.
The winger, isn't
he? Yeah, he's a good player, Gilson Martins.
Yeah.
Or Martins, whatever you want to say his name. 44 million off for a 22-year-old.
Again, unproven, like you said. You know, obviously he's been in Portugal, but that's not the strongest, the most competitive league, really, is it? So you just don't know how, for that much money to bring over.
Everton are spending, want to spend some money this season. Everton are set to make a 60 million bid for AC Milan and former French under 21 forward Mbeye Nyaga.
Oh, the Watford.
Was on loan at Watford last season. He didn't do much at Watford.
No, he had a couple of good games, but he didn't make the...
He did well in Italy, but...
Well, he didn't make the impact at Watford, but then if you look at the last, you know, 4 months of the season, no one did at Watford.
No.
It was all over the shop down there.
They
with
got,
the manager, with the players.
No, Watford. Southampton sacked Claude Puel this week, didn't
Claude
Puel has been sacked. Frank LeBeuf. Not Frank LeBeuf, Frank
De Boer.
Frank De Boer, that's it. Frank De Boer, favourite takeover, and Mauricio Pellegrino.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
Pellegrino, where was he?
The love child of Mauricio Pochettino and Manuel Pellegrino.
Yeah. I can't remember now. But, but they said they want to come out and they want to get it done in the next 10 days.
Before the start of pre-season.
Pre-season, which, very poor decision, because I mean it's been going on for a good, you know, a month or two before the end of the season, wasn't it? Saying that he's going to go, well then you need to get him gone and get someone in to plan for the next season. Whereas, you know, but if it takes him 10 days to announce a new manager, then he's got to go out and start fresh. He's got to assess his players then. He's got to look and see who's available left in the transfer window, because a lot of clubs are doing their business early now, aren't they?
Mm.
A lot of clubs are getting their business done early. So it just could be too late in the day for Southampton, and you wonder then if they will struggle this season.
On the other hand, for Southampton, they've released a new kit, home and away, this week, and I would say, what a shout out, the best kit.
Yeah?
Home and away.
In the league?
Of next season, yeah.
Well, there we are.
They've gone back to Keegan-style, big old white stripe down the middle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, nice. And the away kit is like a turquoise and dark blue.
Right.
Beautiful.
Different, sir.
Beautiful stripey. Beautiful. Honestly, look it up.
Well, look it up. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen.
I think Southampton's got the best kits for next season.
Well, there we are.
Yeah.
So, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some. They've got the best kits there. Bournemouth striker Joshua King, 25, says he's intrigued by the reports of interest from Tottenham.
Absolute bollocks.
But the Norway international plans to stay at the club for next season.
Absolute bollocks.
Now, this made me chuckle earlier, okay? Everton will have to pay Swansea $40 million if they want to sign 27-year-old Atlantic attacking midfielder Giffey Singerson.
Yeah.
Now, all these players age 27.
I think so.
Are they?
I think so, yeah.
That's the prime. $40 million for Giffey Singerson?
You'd say no. First instinct, you'd say no.
No.
But then you look at the market and look at what everyone's going for. And you think, yeah, because he is that goal threat. Look at, you know, without a doubt, Swansea's best player this season. He is the goal threat from free kicks. You know, he delivers the corners, the free kicks. He can score from free kicks. You know, with his assist counts, getting forward, getting goals himself. So you say, yeah, he probably is.
Swansea,
in today's market.
To Swansea, he's probably valued Ronaldo's money.
Oh, yeah.
Because he means so much to Swansea.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
He brings in so much for them.
Without a doubt.
Keeps them up.
Without a doubt.
But they'd like to look about it. No, I would say 20, 25 million.
You don't know. In today's market, like I said, in today's market, and you look at his record, it was a proven Premier League player. That's the thing, you know what I mean? His experience in the Premier League, Swansea, Tottenham, back to Swansea. So he knows the league inside out. So, he just... but then... if Swansea end up selling him, how are they going to get someone of that quality?
Yeah.
Because they're not going to go out and spend 40 million on one player. They'll go out and spend 15, 20 million maybe.
On shite players.
On shite players who fucking...
who they can't even sell now.
On injury-prone Spanish strikers, yeah. Who don't play and score.
Ah, Willy Caballero!
Yes.
Agent says the 35-year-old former Manchester City keeper does have an offer from Newcastle, but he's doubt over moving to the cold, but pretty northeast. Now he's been linked with Chelsea as a reserve keeper. A good move for him.
He play up in North East. Who did he play for?
Man City.
Who did he play for before that, though?
No, you're thinking Pantelimon. Sunderland.
You're fucking spot on, Al. Yeah. I am thinking of him. You are. You're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chelsea. And he'll be at Chelsea.
Because I always thought it was the same player.
Yeah.
Will Cabrera and Pantelimon.
Yeah, right.
Pantelimon, yeah.
He looked completely different. Yeah,
well. I know. Oh, that's...
yeah, he'll end up at Chelsea. Yeah. I think he'll...
Sunderland would be forced. Oh, that's they're not fucking Premier League anymore.
They don't want.
That's it.
There we are.
Oh, and on former Chelsea defender John Terry, 36.
Yeah,
he's not 27. Has been playing golf with Aston Villa boss Steve Bruce.
Yay! Did that last week, well, because that's where he said Brucey talked about the possibility of a car, and he said he's open to the move. Didn't
he?
And then Harry's offered him a contract.
Yeah, 100,000 a week, isn't he?
Yeah. But he's still two Premier League clubs at least in for him, Bournemouth and who else? Someone else. But we don't know if any contracts have been offered yet, apart from obviously Harry coming out and saying, well, at Birmingham, we've offered him, it's up to him now, if he wants to come, he can come. Because I think he came out, didn't he? Managed Carrick's testimonial, didn't he? Old Harry.
Yeah.
And he came out and said, oh, you mean... and Carragher. I'd have them both, he said. Yeah. I'd have them both. Come on, Harry. You're not that fucking stupid, son. Jesus Christ. It does. Anyway, but that's our transfers
that's
and news.
Transfers and gossip.
That's
this
done. So before we get on to...
I'll get you this Southampton kit up now, sir.
You get it up while I'm doing this then, sir.
And the kits.
So, hey,
bit of blue, he's blue, boys, he's blue.
So, yeah, before we get on to finding out where our old friend Roy Orchard is, and...
I know where he is this week.
You know, do you, son? He's been in touch, see?
Yeah.
He's been on the old Instagram, is he, son? On a Snapchat story,
yep.
You old, is he, son? And, of course, we've got the world-famous Beer Mat quiz coming up.
Oh, hold the press.
Go on.
Grimsby has just taken the league in for the best kits.
Oi, oi.
They got a lovely white, pink, white and light pink kit for next season. Oh, third kit.
Third kit. What Grimsby need a third kit for?
These are there's Southampton's new home kit.
I like it, sir. I like it.
And that, my friend, is the away kit.
That's a nice touch.
Ah, see, told you. Well, this is Grimsby. That's Grimsby.
It's no Newcastle, 95-96 season, but that's nice. The quality street one.
That's the away kit.
Fishy.
And that's the third kit.
Youngs.
I like that.
It's not
nice
bad.
Pink.
It's not bad.
Grimsby. See, Barra's new away kit. Can't make up the sponsor, though.
Who are they sponsoring?
No.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as we said, we are on v2football.com.
We are v2football.
If you want to get on their website, as we said, v2football.com, go on Twitter at v2football.
I'm on Twitter now, sir.
And have you had the update? I don't like it. It's all over the shop.
Oh,
what's going on now?
What's the font
I
text?
Don't know what is going on.
And
on
the bloody...
Twitter, you've let yourselves down there.
Fuck.
It's all over the place. It's all over the place. But anyway, you can still get on Twitter with the update or not. At V2Football and on our website, get all the up-to-date interviews, articles and podcasts, because it's not just us. They have the V2Football podcast, the original podcast on the website, all things world football and stories and news from the week, usually every week. It's coming to an end, obviously, the summer break, much like ourselves. Usually have the 72 show, All Things Football League, again. But you can still come to the end of summer break. But again, catch up on all the recent shows and episodes. And also keep an eye out for the Hipsters Guide to Europe, All Things European Football.
All Things European Football. All clubs, big and small.
Very good. Here's a theme tune.
Write the theme tune, sing the theme.
And of course, check out artoffootball.com because their handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split second moments, the moments you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion, and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. Artoffootball.com, at Artoffootball on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And before you check out, ladies and gentlemen, enter the promo code Ash and Al for 10% discount.
Amazing. Oh, before we forget, Happy Father's Day.
Happy Daddy's Day to all you and you all.
And you, son.
And to everyone out there, all the fathers out there, that's it. That's all you can say, really, for the father, isn't it? There's no one else you can congratulate, really.
Yeah.
Happy,
Grandfather's Day.
Grandfather's Day.
When is it? Is that an official day?
Must be right now.
I class today, huh?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
I give my dad a card for my daughter.
Yeah. Must be.
Granddad? Yeah, it's granddad's.
Yeah, must be.
Oh, I got a granddad card.
Granddad.
Granddad, we love you. Granddad, we do.
But right. It's that time, ladies and gentlemen, to get on the old blower and find out where our old mate is, Roy Hodgson, because for months now we've been inundated. Millions of letters now. Millions, I think.
My spare room is full of letters.
But we'll never be able to return all those.
Dear Ash and Al, where's Roy?
Write all those. They all say the same, yeah. Really. You know what I mean? Mix it up, people. Mix it up. You know what I mean? But yeah, ask him what's happened to Roy Hodgson ever since he left England. Don't hear from him. But we found out each and every week, so it's time now to cross over. Find out, Roy, where are you now?
Where are you? Where are you? Come on!
This week I'm rock climbing in Rotterdam.
Rock climbing in Rotterdam.
Yes.
Ooh, you got a harness on, harness.
Oh, it's course, boss. Yes, of course.
Good. Happy days.
And a hot hat.
Yes, got a hot hat, Roy.
Go, boss, you go.
Well, thank you very much. Take care, Roy, and we'll speak to you next week for the last time.
See you next week, Buzz.
Sir, all right.
Tour, no, Buzz.
Right. Never ceases to amaze me, the clearness of the line.
It's like an wherever action man, isn't he?
Wherever he is.
You don't think that when you watch him on TV, conference, press conferences, you know, and all that, doing punditry work. What's that, pubis, is that?
Between the teeth.
You wouldn't think he's action-packed. He's like an international man of mystery.
He don't stop, son. He's like Tom Cruise, isn't he?
Roy Hodgson, international man of mystery.
He does his own stunts and his own press conferences. You can't beat that, can you, at the end of the day? But yes, so that was Where Is Roy Now? And we have, of course, now, ladies and gentlemen, the world famous Beer Mat Quiz.
Ooh, yeah.
What's the score, Al?
2-2.
2-2. 2-2 it is. They pulled it back level last week. Basically, if you've never listened to this before, ladies and gentlemen, the basic premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with football question on. We pick a card each, ask each other the question, hope you get yours right, and hope they get theirs wrong. And that's basically it. And it's 2 each, with this week and next week to go. So there won't be a winner this week. It's all going to the final week, regardless what happens this week. It's still exciting, though. It's still exciting. I've got butterflies on. Butterflies in mid-air.
I'm so excited. I just wet my knickers.
And because we like to do a little bit of this in the 70s comedian voice, first of all, I'll ask you to pick your beer, man. Pick a card. Any card. You have that one. I'll have this one. And because we do, we like to refer to the Bible, as we call it. Les Dawson's joke, but a little joke each year, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. My mother-in-law gives such frosty looks, her glasses are double-glazed. I'll pass the Bible to you for your sermon from the Les Dawson joke book.
My mother-in-law went on holiday last week. The parrot thought she got deaf.
Really? I like that one. Right now, let's get on, son. Who's asking first? Can you remember? Does it matter?
I don't even know.
I'll ask first because this looks like an easy one, to be honest with you.
Go on then, you ask first.
Alright then, you're going to get this on. For which team did Pelé and Bobby Moore play together? The Allies from Escape to Victory. You fucking arsehole.
No, I was joking then. I thought they both played for New York Cosmos as well.
Probably not, maybe not at the same time.
Oh, not the same time. They both played for them.
I think so.
But not at the same time. The Allies from Escape from Victory, yeah.
Fuck's sake. I thought you'd get it though, I did think you'd get it.
It was so good in that film. He did an over a kick about 17 times in a second.
He did, it weren't bad, wasn't it? Weren't bad. All set up by John Walker, I think, as well. Yeah. Got 4 or 5 good right. Players on that side.
3-2.
3-2 to Alex.
Right.
Got that. Go on, Ed.
In the first Premier League season of 92-93.
Right, let me think back. I was only in Ebba.
Okay, and I got a text with that, so I had to get rid of that.
Oh, I'm professional, Al. That's a fiver in the box.
What was the final outcome of the top four?
Oh, fuck off.
You know, who finished in the top four? Was it A, Manchester United, Arsenal, Nottingham Forest, Liverpool? B, Manchester United, Aston Villa, Norwich, Blackburn? C, Manchester United, Liverpool, Blackburn and Sheffield Wednesday? Or D, Blackburn Rovers, Manchester United, Aston Villa or Chelsea?
I know this.
Yeah.
I know this though.
Where's that?
Huh?
Go on.
And I'll tell you why. First of all, we all know first Premier League winners Man United.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's not the last one. It's not going to be back.
So, there. We'll narrow it down there, ladies and gentlemen. Which answers have got Man United at the top?
The first three.
The what?
The first three.
Now then, which is the other answer that has them fucking arseholes who play in Canary Yellow in?
B.
Yeah, it's B, isn't it?
Are you going to say Manchester United, Aston Villa, Norwich City and Blackburn Rovers?
finished in the top four in the first ever Premier League season?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Yeah!
I know it was.
3-0.
Fucking scumbag bastards.
They finished in third. How high did Ipswich finish?
You what?
Ipswich. How high did Ipswich finish? What was the highest finish they in the Premier League?
Fifth.
Fifth? Well, it's not bad.
I know.
It's not bad.
Well, it's
only two less than Norwich. Not bad. It's something to be proud of.
We achieved
You got more trophies than Norwich, didn't you?
We achieved that when the Premier League was a lot more competitive.
Yeah.
So our achievement is a lot better than that. You remember, son? We came out in the playoffs, beat Barnes in the playoff. First season back, we finished fifth. Yeah.
George Burnley, you know?
George Burnley, yeah.
Should have kept it, son.
Huh?
Should have kept it. We'd be Champions League winners by then.
Well, we tried
to. You would have had Ronaldo or Messi in your squad.
We tried to. But he liked the dog and duck as well, so he went there. Can't cast aspersions. But there we are then. So stays three each, Al. Yeah, I always remember that, Norwich. Because he had a good chance to win it. And Villa did, obviously. But because the next season, of course, it was they played Bayern Munich. Jeremy Goff scored that goal.
Yeah.
Because they qualified.
Terrible kick, didn't they?
Yeah, shocking. How people support them, I don't know. People go and watch them every week playing that kind of kit. Believe it? Can you believe that?
Huh? It's like you've been fucking violently sick on Red Bull.
Isn't it? It's like I have been once or twice.
It's like you've drunk so much energy drink and you just puked it all up, and that's what the fucking Norwich kits are like.
Yeah. That's right, Al. That is right. Spot on. Exactly how I feel about it. But yeah, three each going into the final week. All to play for, winner takes all. Will Alex be three-time champion? Or can I match him as a two-time champion? Tense, Al, tense. I'm going to be thinking about this at least 2 minutes over the next week.
Yeah?
At least 2 minutes out of my week, I'm going to think about that. Without a doubt.
I am not going to give it a thought. I'm not. I don't care.
What are you looking at over there?
Just see how much electric and gas I've used today. Who my smart meter.
Smart, that is. Huh?
I have used, what was that, a pound, is it?
A pound.
Of dead gas on. Electric.
Is that good?
I had washing machine on early this morning, see?
Ah.
Even though I ate this weather, it's good drying weather. I didn't.
Yeah.
Just got a bedding left to do now, sir, and I'm all done with my bed out of my washing. All done.
Okay, now. You wash your bedding, sir?
Yeah. At least twice a year.
But anyway, that's it.
Yeah, no guests this week, is there? No guests.
No, we've got a special 50th episode next week, of course.
50th anniversary next week.
Before our summer break, so we'll have...
Last one.
Have a bit of fun, ladies and gentlemen.
What time will the prize... Oh!
Go on. What?
What's the biggest news this week? What do we present? A Premier League podcast.
Yeah.
What came out this week? The Premier League fixtures.
Oh, we've got to talk about Premier League, haven't we? We don't like to do this in the Premier in our Premier League podcast, Al. But yeah, as you'd say, it's not too many massive fixtures opening day.
Let's just go 12th of August now.
12th of August.
Should we come back, say, the first week of August?
Yeah,
we'll have July off, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Ooh, Brighton had...
I'll run them through, I got them here.
Brighton, Man City.
I got them here.
Oh, you got them here.
Right, so we've got Arsenal, Leicester City.
Yeah.
Brighton and Hove Albion versus Man City.
Oh, it's tricky for Man City, play two teams.
Chelsea, Burnley. Crystal Palace will host Huddersfield Town. First Premier League game for them.
Good chance for Huddersfield to get off to a good start, that.
Everton and Stoke. That's going to be a nice
one. Not bad.
Manchester United, West Ham United.
Always
tasty. Tasty. Newcastle, first game back against Tottenham.
Against Tottenham. Now, didn't they win the season, they got relegated, didn't they?
Yeah.
They gave them a good fucking spanking 5-1, 6-1.
Yes, I think so.
So that'll be a good little rematch.
Southampton and Swansea.
Yeah.
That means another week without no knobs parking outside our houses. Watford and Liverpool and West Bromwich Albion versus Bournemouth.
Not too many.
I'm looking forward to the Newcastle Tottenham game, Man City, Man United, West Ham game. Yeah, should be a good game.
Two good games, should be entertaining.
Would you think any upsets? I think Watford. Against Liverpool.
Watford maybe, because they do seem to do well up at Anfield, don't they? And
maybe Burnley.
You've got to say Brighton.
Brighton against Man City, yeah.
Although Man City, they started strongly last season. And even the season before that, they started strongly, so you expect them to start strong again. But Brighton at home, you always have that first few weeks, and these promoted sides do have some good results.
Yeah.
And then it all sort of settles down.
I think they're Billy Big Bollocks, and then they realise then.
But then it all settles down then. So I think Brighton at home, if it was at Man City, I think they would get a loss. But no, I think that could be upset. And obviously, you would expect that game to be on the box as well.
Yeah.
Opening weekend, bound to be. But yeah, so that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of this week's Premier League podcast.
And we blow the kazoo, because we can't have a podcast without a kazoo.
Yes. There we go. Because we don't do a proper half time now, that's the thing.
No, we don't do, we don't have half time.
So, because we've got no games to review. So, but yes, ladies and gentlemen, so we'll catch you next week. Have a good week.
And be lucky.